while the Titanic twosome were plunging swiftly into a room full of flames beneath the plush torch club.
Plunge, plunge!
That despicable demon, the fireman, has sure got our friends into a fiery fix this time.
That caloric culprit has got something cooking, Captain Jan. And from the looks of it, it's us!
No time for puns, boy, Blunder.
Sorry.
We'll be broiled alive if we don't get out of here soon.
Holy lobster!
And then poor little Tikpa will be lost for his owners.
Forever!
Yes.
What can we do, Captain Jan?
Well, just take out your extinguisher cookie, old chum. The one the little old lady gave us for perilous times like these.
Holy chocolate chip! I ate that cookie, Captain Jan!
You think! Was it good, Glean?
Do trout have eyelids?
We have only one recourse, pal.
What's that?
We must concentrate with our instant distance mental powers.
Copyright 1966, Fred Weider, Metal Powers Incorporated.
Weider.
To places outside, away from this room.
Ducky!
As the daring duo concentrate on their mystical metal powers, they instantly discover themselves in the fiendish fireman's infernal inferno den.
Drat! Captain Jan and boy Blunder Dean! You'll never quench this sinister smolderer!
Here he is, Chief Barker. This blazing brute will stay in the deep freeze for a long time.
You're funny.
I hope.
He'll stay behind bars for a long time, won't he?
Yeah!
Yeah, he's an old burning guy.
Bleach! Bleach! Blah! Blah!
Later.
But, Captain Jan, what puzzles me is that when we escaped from the fiery room, how in the world did we just happen to land in the exact place where the fireman was holding Tikpa hostage?
Oh, what do you mean? What do you expect, boy blunderer?
Oh, I don't expect anything.
A complicated, intricate plot in a 2-minute script?
Oh, of course not.
And so Tikpa the tiger is returned to his owners, the fireman is safely behind bars, and Captain Jan and Dean, the boy blunder, succeed again in their crusade against crime.